track three, and now is the first of the new stories. A pioneering integrated community service that supports older people living with frailty to stay well and independent has been officially opened. The Harbour, based at Newton Abbott Hospital, brings together specialist healthcare professionals in one team to provide joined-up care for older people living with frailty. This includes an assessment which considers all their needs, access to urgent tests and treatment, and support from the Harbour at Home team, also known as Virtual Ward, to support people in the comfort of their own home or care home. The service has received more than 850 referrals since it opened last November, with more than half of these patients, 54%, supported to stay at home as a safe and effective alternative to admission to the acute hospital or emergency department. Former patient Maureen Purdy, who experienced firsthand the difference this kind of care can make, was the guest of honour at a celebration event on Friday the 12th of June. Maureen was supported by health teams after a serious fall at home, but with the team's help, she continued her recovery and regained her strength and confidence at home. She said it's a fantastic service and team. We're welcoming and incredibly kind. They listen to me and help me to get back on my feet and become independent. With their help, I was able to walk again, prepare my own meals and build up the confidence to return to my normal routine. I was slightly nervous when I was told I was ready to return home, but knowing I had the phone support if I needed it really reduced my anxiety and reassured me that I wasn't alone. I feel very lucky and I would recommend this service to anyone. It has made such a difference to my recovery. The service is part of a wider NHS ambition to move more care out of hospitals and into the community, making it easier for people to get the support they need closer to home. Dr. Kath Batt, clinical lead for the Harbour, said, "Most older people tell us their priority is to remain independent and well in their own home for as long as possible. We know hospital stays can set people back, especially for those living with frailty. The Harbour allows us to bring a multi-skilled team together to urgently wrap around the patient when they need it most, providing joined-up personalised care, either in our dedicated unit or at home where appropriate. It's already making a real difference and helping people recover, stay well and avoid hospital admission unless it's essential. The Harbour works closely with GP surgeries, the ambulance service, community services, care homes and home care companies to ensure people get the right care at the right time."
Dancer seeks funding for next steps to success. A crowdfunding appeal has been launched to help Tynmouth-based dance champion Nico Morell take his next steps towards professional success. The 16-year-old won the British Championships prize for house and commercial dance last year and has been chosen to represent England at the Dance World Cup next month. But he needs to raise more than £1,000 to cover the costs of taking part and is inviting donations via GoFundMe. And Nico is also seeking sponsorship to continue his training at the Shockout Academy in Manchester, where he's been offered a place this September. "I want to work in the commercial industry, music videos and dancing in the background of performances," said Nico. "My dream would be working with someone like Beyoncé. That would be amazing, out of this world." He said attending the Dance Academy isn't just about getting a qualification. "It also gets you seen. It's all about having contacts. A lot of jobs come from agents knowing people at the dance school." Nico has been training seriously as a dancer for 4 years, travelling from Tynmouth to Plymouth after school every day to attend the Groovement Project. Anyone interested in sponsoring his Dance Academy training is asked to contact Nico at nicomorell122@icloud.com.
Waterway to go. Volunteers keep the brook flowing. Volunteers in Dawlish have spent two busy days ensuring that water is flowing through the town's iconic watercourse. Members of WADE, Waterways Around the Chudley Environment, have been joined by volunteers from Dawlish Celebrates Carnival and Dawlish Sparkles in the Brook. They've been digging out and weeding the largest island to help the water flow freely by removing the accumulated silt. The current en masse effort comes following repeated calls for the brook to be dredged, but the land is owned by Tinbridge District Council, and it is considered that dredging is neither sustainable nor environmentally appropriate solution. Over the last year, WADE volunteers have focused on maintenance, litter clearance and weir management, which has helped develop a long-term maintenance strategy. However, work in the brook must be done by hand and at set times of the year. It is restricted to tight permit arrangements by the Environment Agency, and any variation could be punishable by large fines or even imprisonment. Local businesses have supplied the volunteers with drink and ice creams. A second big day is planned for Tuesday, June the 30th. A spokesman for WADE said, "This work on the boating lake will help maintain and equalise water depth and habitat quality, help fish movement through low flow periods, and benefit juvenile fish and other aquatic wildlife, while keeping the channel functioning as intended. It will also provide a wide body of water, we hope will provide a cooler space for Dawlish in hot weather." Since 2024, WADE volunteers have been permitted to carefully redistribute some of this material by hand. Town Councillor Scott Williams and the WADE team are hoping to move much of the sediment built up nearer the sea so it can be naturally washed away. The work has to be done by hand because no mechanical equipment such as diggers is allowed in the brook. The brook contains about 20 weirs and sluices. After storms, gravel and silt naturally move downstream towards the sea. The spokesman said, "We have successfully applied for additional permits to carry out similar work in other bays and also seeking to improve the safety of nesting sites for the swans. Nature will ultimately shape the brook and solutions must work with those natural processes. Studies showed that, because of the many weirs along the brook, dredging would only have a limited effect on water levels during flood events, particularly when the catchment is already saturated. The aim of the work is to strengthen banks, create attractive habitats, provide safe swan nesting areas above flood levels, and support biodiversity, while ensuring floodwater can still move freely through the channel." The spokesman added, "With time, the brook could once again become a jewel of the town. A thriving brook would stand as an example of a community working together with nature rather than against it."